The views, opinions expressed on this podcast are not from mental health professionals. We're just a couple of guys trying to make it through a tough world by holding each other's hands.
Hey, welcome back. Oh, boy. Oh, man. How long has it been? Like a month?
September 9th?
All right. Never forget. You've been through a lot. Been working on some stuff.
A lot of improvement. A lot of long days, long nights of, you know, just
long days, longer nights.
Working through some things.
All right. Anger management classes, I think.
No.
Okay. Got the treadmill out. Got the new laptop. Got all that. It must be in the other room.
The new laptop. I have been looking at new laptops.
Okay.
That's more like professional growth than like personal growth, though.
They go together, right?
Yeah,
that's true.
No treadmill, though?
No, I haven't bought a treadmill yet. All
right. Looking at them?
Our last episode just blew up now, so I'm just trying to decide what to do with that money. I don't really want to like get into the minutia of explaining what ones of thousands of views get you in a bank account. So,
hey, listen, as long as we can help one person.
That's right. When we started this podcast, we didn't do it to make money. It was, you know, for mental health and to help each other out. And then Anchor sold us out on their own to start putting ads in our stuff. So, and then we can't even control them, apparently. We can't even record our own ones.
But I noticed we're not, we don't have any beers out today.
Yeah.
Cause
is that on purpose or is it just because we're out? We don't have
any? No, because it's part of self-help, man. You can't put alcohol in your system and shit is poison.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Let's do the intro?
Yeah.
All right. Snap crap. Long days, longer nights.
Oh, yeah.
You think this shirt sits funny?
You were talking about alcohol.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Small, the sleeves, short.
Yeah.
All up in your armpits.
This fucking sucks, man.
Yeah.
I hate short sleeve shirts, I guess. Sorry.
I like them.
Horrible.
There you go.
Guns are popping out.
I mean, if your arms
were actual muscles, they just look like.
It's like balls of flab hanging out of it. Happen to the self-help, man. Where are you at?
Oh, are we still doing self-help? We're going to talk about self-help for 45 minutes? Yeah. Self-help? You ain't even buy the elliptical machine, man.
I'm sorry, man. I mean, your arms look like arms. They're fine.
Been working out. Couldn't tell.
So, yeah, I've been sober.
For this week?
It's another part of something that I've been working on.
If you drink one beer, do you...
No, I had a beer this week.
Yeah, that's not a big deal. When were you?
I never got drunk.
I've been sober. I didn't get drunk. That's what I was.
When's the last time you ever got drunk?
Saturday. Last Saturday.
Yeah, this past Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's.
And then
the week's not over.
And
it's
Sunday.
It's a rolling week. No,
and then
it's a rolling 7 days.
And then it pushed on till Sunday.
Yeah, so technically Saturday and Sunday, because it definitely rolled into it.
So you said you're lying. You said you've been sober this week.
Yeah, like, because the week started on Monday.
You can't just say the week start. Why? Calendar week starts on Sunday.
Work week for me starts on Monday.
Oh, so, okay. So you've been sober this work week.
Yeah.
Most people are sober during weekdays.
I don't know about that.
See, that's one of the things I've been trying to help people with.
No, I'd say most people.
I'm trying to help most people. If I can help one person.
I already said that. And I said, we. If we can help one person. You want to help one person? All right, man.
Well, if you help one person, I help one person. That's two people.
Damn, and then you got Matt.
Nah, I don't help nobody.
Oh, fuck it. Two people.
We're here.
We're,
I'm here to make it worse.
We're out here trying to help twos of people. Nah, I'm not trying to help anybody, by the way. I mean,
well, you're doing a good job whether you're trying or not. Yeah.
You're really not helping anyone here, that's for sure.
Not in the media.
If you were worried, if you were wondering about the case in our lives right now.
Hey, how many times is too many times in one day?
Depends on what you're talking about.
Beers. Well, I was going to say the masturbation joke, but I want to say beers. I'll lead up to the...
There you go.
How many times in one day is too many? Beers.
I don't know. 24.
24 beers in one day is too many?
I'd say...
Actually, no, it's not, because there's 24 hours. One beer per hour.
You got to sleep.
Tell me... Stop me if you've heard this before. There's 24 hours in a day.
Yes. Done. That's it. Right?
Heard that, yeah.
All right. Fucking try to trick me on some shit.
Science, bitch.
All right, so...
You're supposed to say stop, you fucking idiot.
What did I say?
Stop me if you heard this before. Then you should have said stop.
You said yes.
I stopped you. You didn't say stop.
The comedic layups over here are fucking ridiculous.
Did I stop him?
You cannot get... I was feeling so good going into this podcast, and I can tell you something, my friend.
That's how we...
I wish I had a... You know what?
Fall no. apart.
That's how we help you. First, we got to break you down.
Restart it.
Restart
it.
No.
Get a little burn.
Do it!
Do it over. Cut it.
Fuck
it. I'm drinking again!
All right, so 24...
I don't want one. I'm not drinking.
24 beers is too many?
No, one per hour is what your body can process. All right.
Yeah, but
cigarettes. How many cigarettes in a day?
Probably two packs.
Two packs and damn, like you're living excess, man.
How many cigarettes in a pack? 20?
Yeah.
Everybody knows. Who the fuck?
I have stuff to do tomorrow too, Matt.
Who drinks
damn,
one beer that. An hour anyways?
It's one drink an hour.
No, he's just saying average.
Fuck! Those are my notes for school.
Cause you're gonna be sleeping maybe 6 of those hours, right?
Yeah, but nobody drinks one beer an hour. I'm saying, like, it's not gonna take you 24 hours to drink 24 beers. Yeah.
No, and I think there's a curve, right? So you drink the first one pretty quick.
We do about 3 beers an hour,
but then it slows down at some point, right?
Nah, it gets faster.
Speeds up.
Start going down faster.
Maybe it's like a bell curve. You speed up and then you slow down towards the end.
It's not what a bell curve is.
It's like a bell. It's like beep.
Yeah, but it doesn't speed up and slow down.
What is it? It's a measurement of amounts. What is it? It's a bell curve. Go ahead, define it.
It shows anomalies in fucking statistics, basically, right? It shows you the averages. That's where the bell is.
Yeah, the average.
And then
per
you
hour.
Have the...
This guy's on one tonight, man.
No, you don't speed up. It's not a... The A's, the C's,
I'm
and the D's.
I'm not talking about speed.
You literally just said speed up.
Goes up. Yeah, it speeds up and drinks. So you think someone can smoke one pack of cigarettes a day and that's good?
It's probably not good to smoke cigarettes at all.
Okay, so.
As per the views and thoughts and prayers about cigarettes on this podcast are those of them who speak them. CDC has other recommendations.
It'll make you feel better mentally, for sure. Though.
Just get to your joke. This joke had better land.
How many times a day?
All right, so 24 beers, not 24, too much.
24 beers is...
Two packs of cigarettes, too much.
But one pack is okay?
Would you just get to the masturbation? This is exhausting.
Masturbation in a day. How many? How many times is too many?
How many times is too many?
It depends on the person. When you get to the point where it's just clear,
does it hurt?
You've run out.
There's no such thing as too many.
Oh, okay.
But I'm...
That's it. That's the joke. That's the whole bit.
Jesus fucking
Christ. Let me search up bell curve right now.
He's still stuck on a bell curve.
For what? I told you what it does. The bell shows the average things, right?
Yeah, that average. How many beers per hour? It goes up, right?
It doesn't go up. It goes up as opposed to people who drink five beers.
X is how much? X is the time. Y is...
Now you're graphing it.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at a picture of a bell curve. It's a graph. Is bell curve not a graph?
You got to draw the line.
I got the line right there.
Okay.
Looks like a bell to me.
Yeah.
Y is how many beers per hour.
Okay. X is
time. X is
time. Okay. Cool.
Wouldn't you graph how many beers per hour?
How many beers an hour can you drink, BJ?
It depends. At first, I'm going to drink one.
Okay. Tall boys or
okay, you're going to drink one an hour. You're going to drink one an hour.
But next hour, I'm going to be ready to go. I'm going to drink two.
So, that's not how plots work for that, right? You plot your number. You don't plot your number per hour.
I'm sorry, I'm lost. The first hour, I put a dot. I drank. Yes. I had one beer.
Okay.
Next hour, I had two.
Okay.
Next hour, I had three.
All right.
It went up.
Yeah.
Next hour, I had two because I'm like, I'm over this.
Okay.
Next hour, I had one.
Worst bell graph ever. That shit is a line graph all day long. You see your peaks and valleys you got going on here?
Hey, speaking of peaks, did you know Drake put out that new album?
Him and 21.
Did you listen to it?
I listened to one song today.
What was that one song?
Broke Boys.
Jesus Christ, fucking gay song.
Because you guys are renting forever, you broke boys, with your broke boy energy.
It didn't sound like gay to you at any point?
I didn't even listen to the whole thing. It got better. It bell curved better.
It did, right? I agree.
At one point where then he's like,
I don't talk to broke boys.
He changes his flow. Boys. Yeah, that's where it gets like, I that's where I stopped it. And I said, like, this is going to be a TikTok song for girls.
Yeah, same. Oh, maybe that's what he was trying to do.
And you associated that with gay?
Yeah.
That's offensive.
I don't know what to tell you. That's what I thought it was. It sounded just like it. Half of the songs did the same thing. They had a bell curve to them. They start out slow. They speed up.
That's how a lot of songs are. It's called
a crescendo. I'm not talking like that.
Are you not talking about crescendos?
No, they switch flow all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The beats completely change.
Like Travis Scott and Drake. The song they did together.
I didn't hear it. What is it?
Sicko Mode.
Oh, yeah. Sort of. All right. Go ahead with your work on me, Skip, before we can start talking about other normal shit.
Talk about whatever you want to talk about.
You got articles?
No. I was going to get in-depth and talk about feelings.
Feelings.
Talk about your feelings.
I'm learning a new skill and haven't been going out, waking up early, going to bed reasonable hours, haven't been watching TV all the time. I'm actually doing better.
Look at you doing stuff.
So, thanks. What do you got?
How does that make you feel?
Better.
That's it?
Until today, I felt fucking amazing. What do you got, man?
That's it.
I see you.
Oh, I'm texting somebody that's in their feelings.
Holy shit.
Going through some things.
Wow. And getting texts on your computer or what?
No, my phone.
Did you put the mic inside of it? Do-do-ding!
No, that wasn't my phone. It might have been Dom's request right now. Dom wants the time warp scan. What's that about? What else? What's this class you're taking now?
I'm not telling you.
What's the name of the class?
Anyways, so we were at Food and Wine. We were gone for a long time. Brady had stuff going on. Ninja testing. Would you have Catholic men date one night.
Oh, what was that?
Catholic men date.
Oktoberfest.
Yeah. You guys drank a bunch of beers and... I'm going to smell those.
Look like crunched up paper towels in your shoes, huh? What do you think about this Kanye West thing? Adidas going to pick somebody else up?
No. Nobody wants to... Adidas doesn't make good shoes. I mean, they make good shoes. They don't make very aesthetically pleasing shoes all the time.
Yeah.
So, I have Kanye's that I haven't worn. I may weigh them. I may wear them one day, depending on what the market does with the whole... They're not making his shoes anymore.
Oh, they stopped. Obviously, right? They just cut ties.
Yeah. But then they said they're going to keep selling the shoes, but they're going to take his name off of them. But his name is only on the insole, so it doesn't really matter.
Think people are going to stop buying them?
I won't buy them. Just because it's weird to me.
You going to buy any...
Support the art.
Balenciagas?
Hell no, that shit was expensive as hell.
So what are they?
Ugly?
Are they... They're not going to be called Yeezys anymore.
Just be 350s.
Oh, whatever the...
Whatever the colorway is.
The style probably was.
Yeah.
Not bad.
It's whack.
Yep. And you just finally got a pair you liked. Oh, did you ever get that pair? Nope. Never got them. There you go.
Never got them.
I got mine. You know, a couple months ago, before we stopped doing this podcast, before the last episode today ever, the Adam Levine stuff came out with him cheating on his girl or whatever.
Who's his girl? You have headphones on.
Yeah, so I can hear everything. Is it you? It must be you.
What? What does it sound like?
Doo-doo-doo.
The only thing I hear is that clock talking about today.
Clock is clocking?
It's your eardrums.
No, it's not my eardrums.
It's the blood flow in your eardrums. It's your pulse in your eardrums.
So anyways, did you read the Adam Levine text? He's like, ooh, baby, your body is hot. I fucking do anything for your body. Like, just the wackest shit. So Adam Levine...
I mean, you're Adam Levine. You have to
speak. Here's the thing, right?
You have to be good.
That hurts. He was terrible. It's not about being good. It's about being competent at speaking to girls. I never thought Adam Levine was, like, anything special, right? Yeah. Maroon 5's not really that great of a band, if you ask me.
He's a skinny guy with tattoos.
So here's the thing, right? That's the same thing I used to think about him. And then I saw him at the Super Bowl halftime show. Shirtless. Fucking guitar. Yatted.
Yeah.
Abded.
Change your mind.
Cum gutters. Yeah, facts. And I was like, this dude is fucking hot.
What are cum gutters?
You know, it's the thing, man. You never seen Rick and Morty before?
Not that far. Not that one. Was it unreal how fucking hot he was?
It's the one where they're on the train. It's talking about oblique lines.
Oh, okay.
So anyways.
But was it unreal how hot he was?
It compared to what I thought he was, yeah. I just thought he was a skinny dude with tattoos. And then I saw him guitar, stage, singing some mid-song.
Did it blow your mind?
How hot he was, yeah. I went from fucking 6 to 12. So anyways, it just goes to show you...
Went from 3 to 12.
That no matter how hot a guy is or how much money he has...
He can always be hotter.
He can always... turn into a 13-year-old stupid boy when he sees a butt.
Oh, I see.
Baby, you're hot, baby.
Yeah, I thought you were going to go a different way with that.
He could have said anything so cool like, hey, you seem interesting. Can I fly you out here? Right? Dude's got money. That's like the crazy.
The coolest thing you could think of?
Not cool as in like, hey, I'm cool. But cool as in like, oh, I'm going to blow my load when I look at your butt.
Did he say something like that?
No, but that's what you think of. Like a fucking geek trying to talk to the hot girl in class or something, right? Like, he could have been cool with what he said. Like, calm and collected.
Right.
What was James Franco's text like? Scumbag, right? Something like that.
I think that dude assaulted women.
Oh, that was his thing?
Yeah. His thing was really getting there and Pepe Le Pew him.
You gotta break him down.
Yeah, just like we're trying to do.
At the knees.
We're trying to break you down.
You guys are fucked.
Dicks, and this guy said, Adam Levine's sexual DMs are the Maroon 5 of sexual DMs.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Joe Bernstein. Good job for you. He's verified, so I still don't know who the fuck he is. Holy fuck. Holy fucking fuck. Your body of yours is absurd.
Yeah, exactly. That shit is whack.
Those were quoted.
This dude has probably been slaying girls since the 2000s because, you know, Maroon 5 is Maroon 5. And this is what he comes out with. Like, holy fuck, holy fuck, holy fuck.
Yeah.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Get out of here,
Who's
dude.
His current girlfriend?
He's married, I think. It doesn't matter.
To her, Jane Herman? That's his wife?
You can't fuck with a girl named Herman.
Dated for 4 years before calling it quits. Sorry, that's an old girl. And then Jessica Simpson. And then Cameron Diaz. And then Angela. Who's the girl that he texted?
You really don't vet your sources, I guess, huh? First thing, he's married to her?
I asked you. I'm vetting it by you.
Thanks.
Vetting it by a vet. Is that not how it goes?
That's not the kind of veteran service I did.
Oh. I guess I've been confused this whole time. Who's the girl he texted?
I don't
Have
know.
Have you seen her?
No.
So I don't. So you just start this thing? You don't even know what the girl looked like? Maybe she was fucking fuckety hot.
Listen, dude. I'm on Instagram every morning for 45 minutes. And I've never said, holy fucking hot, fucking fire emoji, your body is fire emoji. No, dude, because I'm not a loser.
Well, you know why? It's because if you were to say that shit, you would never get a response.
That's true. Why can't
you? If you were at a Lee's level and you knew, if you could say, holy fuckity fuck, or whatever his name is, holy fuckity fuck, you're
his name,
so
His
hot.
Name is Adam Levine.
All right, I don't remember.
Were you thinking Avril Lavigne when you said that? <I don't know.
laughs> If you were to say that, he could say that and probably get some.
No, you know why he can't say that? Because she's got fucking 14,000 dweebs sending her the same thing in her DMs.
But that's my point, is that he could say that and probably still pull her.
Do you know who
You could say that. And not pull her.
Do you know who Morgan Wallen is?
I do.
He's in my DMs all the time.
Oh, man. All right, this girl's called Ashley Fit.
I guess I have a type.
No, are you serious? Look at this girl.
Holy fucking fucking
no,
fucking holy fucking fucking fuck.
She looks like a...
Let me see. That's not her.
I mean, I didn't vet the sources.
Show the camera. Show the camera.
You see it? You guys that follow us on IG, you see this girl?
You didn't vet this. There's no way he holy fucking holy yes. fucking fucked her.
Yeah, there's no way that's...
Alright, let me start at the top.
I mean, I'm gonna be wrong. She's not bad.
I mean...
Listen.
Is that just like... He paid... I guess he's not texting anyone else like that. Fitness influencer and Alabama college student Ashley Russell has come forward to accuse Maroon 5 singer Adam Levine of texting her through Instagram.
Why do girls do that? So here's the thing, right? Maybe he's like...
For the clout? Like,
yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, what's better to have? He does fly you out to California from Birmingham or Tuscaloosa, wherever she's at. And then you hook up for the weekend. He flies you back home.
That's it.
You have all that, though. Maybe, you know what? It's probably because she's a good girl and that she believes in morals and values.
Then why not just be like, hey, blocked. Just block them.
Because the thing is we're...
Spot.
You gotta empower women to fight back against the patriarch.
Taking men down.
And yeah, and that's what you have to do as a strong, young, white woman. Good for her.
She probably got some views from it. You know,
she's probably
known now.
You know, yeah, it really
got a lot of
me
followers
off.
From
she's,
that.
She's probably got ones of thousands.
She screenshotted where he DM'd her, but look at her battery.
Yeah, her battery's low because she's an influencer. She's constantly got to post, like, subscribe.
Plug that shit into a charger. There's no reason your phone should ever go below 25%. Ever.
My phone was on 5 when you guys got here.
You need to work on that.
You obviously
what if you
do not have your shit together.
Yeah. You gotta run out of the house.
For what?
Fucking zombie apocalypse. You don't know. That's the point. You gotta stay ready. Get ready, stay ready.
No.
That's part of working on yourself.
It's stay ready, don't have to get ready.
Yeah, that's not what I subscribe to.
Get ready, stay ready. You can't stay ready if you haven't gotten ready with your ready yet.
Oh, Who is the other guy? Say his last name. That was texting girls, and they found out that was fake.
Why can't I say his first name?
You can say his first name.
I don't know it.
Chris.
D'Elia?
Yeah. I butchered his last name last time.
I don't know that they found that it was fake. They just found out that he wasn't grooming as many girls or whatever.
Oh, they thought he was grooming girls?
Supposedly the girl came, like, he was like, oh, yeah, I text this girl. She was at my show. My show was 21 and or 18 and above or whatever, so why would I question? Like, you need to talk to the venue about letting 13-year-olds in the show or whatever.
And then when he found out, he was like...
Then he cut her off when he found out, yeah, after... I don't want to get on. He might be
He might be one of the people that listen. Yeah.
Ones of thousands.
Why? What's ones of thousands?
That's a numbering thing, right? So you say tens of thousands.
Is this another statistic thing, like the Boker?
You know what's funny is this reminds me of a joke that I heard today that I saw today. This right?
Dude's lighting up over here in the studio.
Well, you know, whatever. So. The guy says, this is the guy, he's reading his resume, right? And he says, it says here, you're fast with math. And the guy says, I am. And he goes, 34 times 17. And he goes, 47. And the guy goes, that's not even close. He goes, but it was fast though, wasn't it? All right, that's your fucking math right
now,
bro.
That's funny, man. That is funny. James Franco. I'll come back when you're 18.
What are you doing now? Now you're just looking up fucking guys who...
Yeah, I'm looking up...
text girls who are underage?
No, celebrities that had dirty texts put out in the media.
My fucking God. Can't make you these are mistakes. Exhausting, bro.
Can't make these mistakes. How else are you working on yourself?
I'm not. I've given up.
In the past today, 30 minutes?
Yeah, that's what you'll fucking do to somebody. I'm back drinking...
I thought you were... No, you...
I'm drunk.
You drank... No, you're not. One drink and you're drunk?
I drank a whole glass.
That's a fucking lie.
You just saw me do it.
IG Live can see. How was Food and Wine Fest this year? In your eyes?
It was good. I thought the food wasn't as good as the years in the past. Escargot was still the best thing.
That says a lot.
Yeah, because... Because they don't have duck buns anymore.
And it was,
and they didn't have lobster rolls anymore.
I don't know if escargot was ever any one of the.
That's a lie.
You think that's
since the duck buns have been gone, escargot has been second to lobster rolls. Last year, escargot overtook the lobster rolls because they weren't as good. This year, escargot stays on top of the bout. After I waited in line for 35 minutes to get me one serving of escargot.
Yeah, it was early morning. That was the first thing. That was the first thing you ate? Because you didn't eat from France, right?
I had a bite of Matt's ham and cheese croissant.
Have they sold baguettes before? Or that was the first year they're selling whole
baguettes? Always have baguettes there. No one buys them because who wants a fucking stick of bread?
The girl was just double-fisting the bread.
I like how they have full drinks. I got drunk.
Cool drinks
and full-size drinks.
Oh, okay.
Got full beers.
They used to only have like the 4-ounce ounce. Now they actually have 8-ounce beers. Yeah, 8-ounce drinks for everything.
You get to pick.
Yeah, you just tell them you want the regular size.
It's not bad.
I wasn't super big on the Airbnb, whatever, it did its job.
Speaking of, did we get the money back for that?
For the pool, yeah.
Okay, good.
And then but, I mean, it was fine. It was big enough for everybody. There was enough bathrooms.
Yeah, I thought it was okay. The old lady blankets. It was like grandma blankets on the bed.
I don't know. I didn't sleep. I brought my sheet, and then I slept on the couch that one day, and then I slept in the room that Beach was supposed to be in the next day.
You sleep on this couch a lot?
No.
All right.
And then after, obviously, the lull... Because I don't get excited about stuff, so that week was tough, but...
After?
Yeah, like the emotional hangover I get from Food and Wine is rough.
What do you mean?
I don't get excited for stuff, man. And so when I get excited and I have fun, then I come back down from fun, It's kind of like depression almost.
People get that way after vacations, man. Did you take any time off after?
Just one day, which I had to spend waiting here for my Wi-Fi to get fixed. And then we had the Halloween party that you didn't come to because you went to a different Halloween party, even though I didn't see any pictures of it.
So. Where was that?
Your Halloween party?
Yeah.
Wellington?
Oh, that one? Yeah. It was at Paulo and Leanna's house.
Was it scary?
No. I think I was I had the scariest costume. It was just a mask. It was like fucking Devin and Christina dressed up as inmates. She's been working out, so you know how their relationship's going. And the kids were guards.
Mm.
I was like, all right. And he's like, so how's things going with you? So we talked for a little bit. And he's like, and then it's just, he told me all this shit. And I said, all right. I got to go, man. I got to get out of here. I can't relive my own life through you, man.
And you didn't help him.
No, I tried.
There was one person there.
No, I told him exactly what to do. I said, this is what I would do.
Get the fuck out!
No, not at all. I said, why don't you start working out? He's like, ah, I'm too lazy for that. Honestly. And then in my head, I'm like, maybe she has a point, bro. Like,
then you were like, go to the gym. And you started spinning that bat around your head.
Go to the fucking gym.
Like,
I don't know what that guy's name is.
Swole Neuromnus?
Oh, Swole.
Swollen around.
Swolio.
No.
Papa Swolio.
No. Well, that's his nickname. What's
that's not his accounting.
Who's the Nostradamus? So his name is like Swole. Yeah, it's like Swole Neuromus or some shitty.
Oh, I didn't see that. No, I said.
Go to the fucking gym.
I said, get another job. You gotta. He works in the same office as her.
So what you were saying was, get your shit together. Because you're about to have...
Your shit together.
Yeah. I feel you.
Yeah, more or less. But he was like...
He's like, I'm trying to say this. You're like, look, bro, get your fucking life together.
Yeah, get your own life together. So in the end, I think my final thing was, it was like, you don't want her looking for another guy, so you have to be the other guy, if that makes sense.
That's... Who wants to deal with that? See,
No, you have to better yourself. You're in a fucking lull. He's like, I like taking care of the kids. You know, she doesn't cook or clean. I like cooking and cleaning. And I'm like, no, you fucking don't. Like, work out. Do something. And plus, there's only one account. There's only a joint account. So she's making more money. You're just helping her in her business.
Oh, that's good then. That's good for him.
It's good for him now.
It's going to be good for him when...
If he takes a certain route. But he's like... It's easy because I can take care of the kids and blah, blah, blah. Okay, well, you're going to have to figure if you're getting out or if you're going to stay, get your own job. Figure out the money. She has her money. Because right now he's like, oh, I asked her if she wants to go out. And she's like, she basically gets to pick the place. And I was like, because it's her money. That's why. You're not taking her to dinner. She's taking herself to dinner with you. It's the joint account. She's making the money. It's not your money. Does that make sense?
Yeah, okay.
So get a job. He's like, well, no other job. It's going to be Monday through Friday, the same hours. And I'm like, okay. A fucking bank. Work at anywhere. Any fucking other place other than right next to this girl you're like feuding with.
Probably going to take a pay cut. It's also rough to be in the person's face constantly all day long. Whatever.
And it's going
to
be passive aggressive the whole time. He's like, she's cutting out of work early.
And she's taking the car, so now I gotta ride the bus home.
Cause no, the car they're pool. At home. They work at home. Was that a joke? I gotta take the bus home? What reference was that?
The reference was she's treating me like shit. She's cutting out of work early. Listen, let me paint the picture for you with the picture that you paint, right?
Yeah.
They're working right next to each other, right? Dog, she's cutting out of work early. She's leaving. So now in my mind, she left him at the office. And so I say, she's taking the car. I got to take the bus home. And you say, they work from home.
Yeah, they work from home.
Wah, wah, wah. Theater of the mind, bro. No one knows where they work.
You do. And I'm telling you the story.
Okay. I don't.
Clearly. You didn't know they work from the house?
No.
I've told you before.
You said that he's been working from the house. He was fucking...
No. He worked...
About to fold this
they
work thing.
From home.
Yeah, but he was doing other stuff from home.
Yeah.
He's feet stuff. Into...
If he did feet stuff, he'd be on his own. He'd be making the money, I guess. You gotta find your own niche.
So what you told him was, fucking sack up,
get
your goddamn balls back.
Yeah.
Told him to be a man.
Yeah. Oh. I said, do something, get out of the house.
That's man. Not gonna make his relationship better.
Working out.
It's gonna, I mean.
She, right now she's like, this motherfucker's never gonna leave me. He can't find nobody else. I'm getting fit. He can't even work out. But then when he works out, she's gonna be like, oh shit, I better get my shit together because he's about to.
Shit.
This is a similar story that's
here's the thing,
someone
right?
near and dear.
When you're given hypotheticals, they gotta sound super authentic, so you're gonna give details about things that
but still vague.
In depth. Listen. Are you talking about me right now?
No. You're in shape?
I was out here working it. You see them caddies?
You still putting on them 45s?
Coming from the guy
I just
who,
ordered a bench, man. Just give me your bench.
Coming from the guy who dumbbells 50s.
Dumbbells what? What am I doing with these 50s?
Chest pressing them.
Okay, what's wrong with that?
That's less than that.
Yeah, okay, but dumbbells are harder to... It's the stability muscles I'm working
on. Oh, you're working out stability muscles? I'm training chest, but I'm working stability muscles.
Yeah, I'm working my stability muscles.
Man, that's rough, dude. Also, maybe he looks at you and he's like, man, this guy's got his shit together. Let me ask him what he does. Hey, what do you do? Why don't you go work out?
He's like, fuck
what
that.
The fuck, man? Come on, bro. That's your fucking advice to me? Work out?
Wait, I gotta do something now? All right, man.
What the fuck? So that kind of goes along with, like, so in learning a new skill, like, I wasn't telling Matt, I was telling Jit. Like, he was like, oh, how's it going? And I said, I literally feel like a baby, like, trying to learn something. I'm like, because it's so hard to learn, like, something completely new and different. But you have to be able to, like, go through the fucking annoyance and the stress and, like, all... You have to be able to...
The growing pains.
Yeah. So, everyone... I asked BJ, hey, this is going on in my life. Like, what do you think I should do? And he gives me steps to do things. I'm like, fucking A, man. Can you just tell me what to do? And you're like, oh, I'm telling you what to do, but there's, like, things you have to do. Yeah, but I don't want to do things, man. Like, I want to skip these steps. Yeah, everybody wants to skip steps, like, to get to where you want to be. But you can't, like, unless he hits the Powerball.
Well, he bought it with her money, so hey, there you go. Like,
ah, fuck, speaking of.
That's tomorrow.
Yeah.
Wait, everybody sees, like, oh, man, like, oh, how do you get to where you are? Oh, how'd you get so big? Oh, what do you do this? I'm like, yo, bro, like, it took me 3 years to get where I'm at. And
you
want to start from day one and be at 3 years. That's not how this shit works.
Yeah.
And so, of course, no one really likes going to the gym when they first start going to the gym. You're fucking sore the next day. You're tired after. You don't see the results that you want to see.
For a while.
Well, you have a bad program.
You know what? I don't even do a program. 50. I don't even do a program. I just go to hang out.
So did you give him any, like, actual advice about maybe what he should do with her? Like, hey, why don't you talk to her?
I did. Go ahead, say something else.
Why don't you something else?
I tried. Okay.
That's what he said.
Yeah, yeah.
So you were like, you're like, hey, why don't you talk to her about this, that, or the other? And he said, I tried.
Yeah.
And then you were
like,
out
on dates. He's like, nah, I'm done. He's like, then he told me about the thing, and then I was like, you have the same joint account. Like, she's basically taking herself out. She's taking you out. That's why she gets to pick the place. I'm like, buy her flowers or something. What's wrong?
And you're like,
same sort of thing. He's like, I do. I was like, work out. He's like,
let her sit on your face.
Hey,
do something that's not costing her
all money. I know, for Father's Day, he told me they were he was like, ah, this is working great. She's toking up and she's like ready to go. And now she's like, what am I, a piece of meat?
On Father's Day.
Yeah. And I'm
recently. That's what she gave her dad.
Recently.
This fucking, this girl is weird.
Recently. He's like, she's like, what am I, a piece of meat? I'm like, she wants you to be a girl. She doesn't think how you think as a guy. She wants you to be available for her, but when you're ready, what am I, a piece of meat?
Nah, that was just an excuse she was giving him, I think.
Probably, who cares? He should have been like, yeah, that's exactly. Just go with it. It can't possibly get worse.
It sounds like it could.
She pays him.
What's the worst thing she can say? It's no. Hey, you want to go on a date? Oh my God, get away from me, freak!
I guess there could be something worse. No, you don't want the advice.
Man, I could not go hang out with you guys if that's like, hey, what's going on, bro? Oh, shit, man, how you been? Oh, yeah, cool, man. Hey, man, let me talk to you about some shit, man. This fucking girl, man. Come on, bro. I'm over here for Halloween. You see I got my scary mask on?
So what was funnier? Yeah, I had the mask on the whole time. Like, I'm like, tell me when he walks in, I'll put a mask on. So I put the mask on. He's like, oh, nice mask.
He's like, oh, shit, BJ. And you're like, fuck! Yeah, fucking mask didn't work for shit.
Did he know it's me? Did he
you
know
fucked
it's
me over, bitch. I told you don't stand so close to me.
There we go. Brady here? He's right. No, so it was...
Oh, shit. I'm sorry, Don Quixote. I thought you were Brady.
So the last time...
It's just a it's just a Ninja Turtle mask. It's just a cover in his eyes. And goes around and said, I'm not Brady.
Hey, you got scissors, man. It's tech. This motherfucker texted me just now.
Hey, man, I heard you talking about me on the podcast, bro.
No, it's my DM. I texted him something a long time ago. He's like, out of town. Mm. That's not a... It's not a... Then just say that.
So he walks up to you.
Oh, no. Yeah. So, this was the funny part. No. We were chit-chatting for a while. And,
It's Matt.
He's like, what?
The noise is Matt. Rocking in the chair.
Oh. Instead of a heartbeat?
I can hear it.
So he's making any noise.
Stop. Now it started again.
This guy's got supersonic hearing over there.
Hold on.
Grab the mic.
So he's rocking. Now stop rocking.
Stop looking.
Stop. No. Stop rocking.
Okay. I'll tell him when.
So I would explain it to you, but then it would ruin the experiment. And then, I told you.
Thanks.
It's Matt.
Yeah, that's a nice one.
That's crazy.
That's fucking... It's something on the floor. I don't know.
Yeah, but I can't even hear it.
All right. So you're chit-chatting.
Oh, so I didn't see him since Father's Day, and we all know what I was doing on Father's Day. The axe throwing or whatever.
Oh, I thought you were going to say...
No.
Singing said, putts and banging sluts. You remember tweeting that?
No, I never tweeted, No. So he's like, hey, man, what's going on? Like, Christina was mad because Erica's been posting pictures of us. And Christina was like, what the fuck? I thought you said you were broken up. And I want to say, who the fuck is she? Who cares?
Yeah.
Or was she like, oh, Brady and Erica, they're breaking up. I might as well break up with this motherfucker.
Yeah, that's okay. Okay, gotcha.
And
gang
now
mentality.
We were back together.
And now she doesn't have someone to break up with and go out. And...
Yeah. Because Leanna basically lives with Paulo. She don't work.
I don't know what that means. Are they married?
Yeah, they're married. Well, she can't break up with her friend. That's her best friend. There's no pact now. There's no, hey, you're a divorcee, so am I.
Oh, so...
No, because you just said now there's no...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She didn't have Erica to cling on to... But then you started talking about someone living together, but they're married, so why wouldn't they live
Paul
together?
And Leanna.
Are married.
No, yeah, they're married, so she's not going to be a divorcee. Because she doesn't work. She's not going
to
leave.
Oh, I see what you're saying. She doesn't have the opportunities that girls with jobs who go to the gym do.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Those are the other two females in the story.
Yeah, who else could be there?
All right. Well, maybe, I don't know. Okay, yeah, so
I got
so she's like, "What the fuck's going on? I thought we fucking
yeah,
we
so clicked I thought up." It was funny because in my head, I'm like, "Who the fuck cares what I got going on? I got a text."
Yeah, I didn't get mad when you guys got back together.
I got a text.
I haven't seen you in a month.
Yeah, I got to text you and your wife. What I got going on in my life?
Stretch.
Because your wife's working out. Tonal. I almost told him get a girlfriend.
Whoa! She's doing tonal. The tonal, mirror.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, that's not working out.
Well, here's her convict outfit. He's got the long thing, right? Whatever.
Right. He's.
She's got the cut, and it's tied up.
Yeah, because that's how girls wear them. And haven't you ever seen Orange Is the New Black?
So single girls wear it. Moms don't wear that shit. Wives don't wear that shit. Ooh. He should have been like, put your stomach away.
Her stomach was out?
Her stomach was out, man. This ain't the 1950s no more. I even saw her ankles. You can't show the ankles, man.
So, grade it. 1 to 10.
Grade what? Her ankles?
Her outfit.
Oh, that's just a 4, man. She's a 4. What do you want?
So nobody's worried about a 4 leaving him? What's he?
I mean, if she's a 4, that'd be... I mean, I don't know. He might be... I mean, he's in dad mode, so it's unfair to say he's a 2 right now, but let's say out of 10, right? Just like you said, out of 10. The outfit or overall looks?
If you didn't know him, let's say me and you are hanging out, right? And we know everyone is at the party, and then he comes in.
And they're like, look at this dude that just walked in. What is he doing, this motherfucker?
You're like... And then, like, he's like, yo, what's up, man? Like, he doesn't, like, know you. He just hits you with the, you know, general, hey, I'm blase, my name.
Yeah, yeah.
Your name is your name.
I turn around and say, this motherfucker's a 6. Like that?
That's not what I was going for. Like, I've never met a guy. Maybe you know this about me. Maybe you don't. I've never met someone in front of you. And then turn around and said, hey, that guy's a fucking 8, bro. I meant to say, like, if you're like, look at this big sloppy ass loser.
No, because he's in dad mode.
You say that because you know him. If you didn't know him,
I'd say he's a 6. In. No, he's a 6.
What if he? Okay, so he's a 6.
But he's tall. Give him a 7. He's probably a 7.
That's not a bad grade. A 7's not a bad grade.
No, unless your wife's trying to leave you, then you gotta be a high.
Yeah, but if
man.
You're. But if your wife is a 4 and you're a 7, yeah, you're not worried
the
about her.
The outfit was a 4. The outfit was a 4. Uh-oh. If he's a 7, maybe she's an 8. I think she could go out and
these
get
these numbers are all over the place, dude.
Well, first it was the outfit.
But it was fast, wasn't it?
No, it's
this math is fast.
This math is not adding up.
No, because there's different variables now. How does the outfit look?
That's true.
The outfit was a 4.
The thing
was it on the bell scale?
Street.
It's a curve, bro.
And then he said, how is she?
She's
1 up from whatever he is.
So I, all right, so
she has a job. She's 2 up from him now. It's constantly stacking up.
All right, so here we go. So on that night, she was a 4, he was a 6. In general, he's a 7, she's an 8. Only because he's a 7 in dad mode. But she's better than him in your eyes, so she has to be higher than him.
Yeah,
she's a 9 because she's got a job.
Yeah, she's got a job and she supports 3 kids.
They have 3 kids?
Him being one of them.
Oh, man, 9 is fucking high, dude. That's...
Yeah, she's not a 9. I'm saying because he's a 7. Let's just say wherever he is, she's 2 up. You know
fast that. As fuck, boy. Still fast as fuck. My math is fast as fuck, boy.
Yeah, we don't know variables. What variables are we doing?
We'll talk about painting pictures and stuff. I'm trying to draw this picture in my mind. All
right, so here's the thing, right?
He's a 6-foot white guy with
So I feel for him in the sense of, like, he obviously has this security with her.
And thought he was doing the right thing.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know that that's true or not. But, like, if he loses that shit is going to be fucking so hard to get over. Like, being on your own, like, me and Matt are on our own. We don't have anyone, like financially. Like, so if you try to get a place now by yourself, imagine trying to rent a place by yourself right now.
$1,500.
on the low end.
Yeah, like living in the hood. You want to live like somewhere decent. You're gonna be spending. Say we're gonna spend $1,500, right? So my take home a month now is
12,000.
Yeah, right. So I can't imagine.
Sorry.
No,
I got what Matt said. Sorry.
So like, yeah, me too. But people, you know, people who make $60,000 a year. If you make that as a couple, you both make 60, you know, now you have 120 for a house, and you know, it's not bad. Right now, it's not fucking great because how expensive everything is. But like, if you're walking away by yourself making 60, and you're going to try to fucking have anything now.
Yeah.
Nah, you're fucked.
That's why if you're single, you almost have to have a roommate or...
It's even worse if you don't have a job.
Yeah. Now she's got to support him. His lifestyle.
That's where he's gonna win, though.
Alimony, bitch.
Yeah. If that's the route he wants to go.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, that's...
Why can't he just get a girlfriend and move in with her? It's not that hard.
It's not. That's not the right road, though, man. That's not working on yourself.
Sounds like a...
That sounds like... sadness and destitude.
Is it? I mean, he might get a 9. Another 9.
He might get another 9. Small fucker.
He might get a +2.
There you go.
He might get a Devin +2. She's got her own shit together. She works out. You got to be a high value man. I've been watching Kevin Samuels lately. No new shit, obviously, because...
I don't know who Kevin Samuels is.
He's the black guy. Where the girls will call him, and he's like, no, ma'am.
Oh, he's
no.
Dead. Yeah, no. Definitely no new
stuff. Are you man. Fat?
Yeah. No, big sassy bitches, big sassy bros.
You got a big dick? You know you got a big dick.
He's like, no, ma'am. That's your problem.
But
how long until you were going to sleep with this guy? So I watched a clip, and it's a girl. He's like, how long did... Okay, so you both liked each other. He broke up with you after a month.
I think I've seen this one before.
How long were you waiting until you slept with him? She was like, I don't know, maybe 2 months. In my head, I'm like, damn, man, you got to get the fuck out of there. So he's like, why? Why 2 months? Like, he's 30 years old. He's not a virgin. Like, she's like, oh, because I had the past. And he's like, oh, so he's got to pay for all your past traumas.
Yeah, I have seen this one before.
Yeah. I hope you're getting
therapy. Stop.
Yeah, it's your problem. I hope you're getting therapy. Fucking stupid ass. I wonder if the listeners got that. Or if they're just listening to it and they're like,
what? Smart ones did. Mine did. Fucking hell.
God did.
But no, that's a rough... I mean, I know when me and Tone got divorced, one of the things like having... I mean, obviously I have a stable life or whatever, career.
And you have, I thought you were going to say like a stable of hoes.
I definitely didn't have... I definitely don't have that.
Didn't or don't?
Don't it.
Don't or didn't? Okay.
But even still, like, someone else who had, like, a career...
Yeah.
Who, like, you knew, like, oh, shit, something happened to me. Like, there's someone there to, like, they can pick the weight up for a little bit. Like, being by yourself, like me and Matt, it's fucking... No, there's no down. You go down, that's you going down. You're taking everything with you, dog. It's
cold in these streets.
You don't have any leeches, though, on you. You know what I'm talking about? You got to support.
It's not about... Yeah, but if you're talking about kids, you're right. I don't.
You picking up what I'm putting down?
Yeah.
Just make sure you title this episode something about working on air. These motherfuckers typing in podcast working on. How do I work on myself?
Yeah, but
to it. These dudes talking about masturbation and shit.
Like, they're talking about selling the company that I work for. So now I'm like, oh, shit. So I either have to, like... So now start. It basically puts me in a place where I have to do something about it.
Yeah.
Because I can't rely on anyone else to fucking pay this bill, pay that bill. Which...
But they're going to need employees at this new place.
Yeah. But that doesn't mean you keep your salary or you keep fucking...
Your loyalty.
Yeah, you don't...
They start all over.
You're just another cock in the machine.
All right. What are you going to title this episode?
Cocks in the machine.
No, you can't. Apparently, the trick is you got to title it what people are going to Google.
Okay, I'll find something.
You think that's why so many people...
Maybe I'll take something from the first fucking 5 minutes when I was doing a bit that you guys couldn't fucking maintain for three.
Well, we didn't. There's no pre-production. You're like, hit play, I'm going to roll. Hang on or get out of the way. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
What episode are you living right now, bro?
You're like, hit play. I'm like, you're going to do the introduction? He's like, no, you're going to do the introduction. I'm just going to say a disclaimer.
And then I'm going to point at you... And then you're going to roll with the fucking introduction.
Along with the bit.
To which you respond, I'm going to put my head in my hands and not be able to see you.
Yeah, that shit was funny as fuck.
Give me the roll.
This isn't Whose Line Is It Anyway? Where you're just like, here, catch.
That's called catch improv.
Yeah, Whose Line Is It Anyway? That's improv.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm doing a different reference. You think that's why so many people watched, listened to the podcast, I Kissed a Boy? People were like, kissing boys.
They probably wanted to
rub one out to it. Just title this episode, like, how do I come out to my parents?
No, no, it's going to be something like,
I didn't get
how to make every day count.
So your wife wants to leave you. Do something like that.
Working towards goals, : how to make every day count. In the series of...
Working towards goals, not holes.
And then I'll put in the description.
Appreciate the joke. Hold on. Appreciate the joke for a second. Ah! Okay. Yes. All right, go ahead.
Yo, have you started watching Resident Alien?
No, man. I'm working on myself. I ain't got time for fucking TV.
It's so good, bro.
I watched a couple of them, and then when the kid saw them, I was like, oh, shit, we're doing this now. I'm not watching this fucking thing.
It's so good, man.
Okay.
If you like dry, hilarious... humor.
I don't even know what dry humor is.
The Office. You like The Office?
Yeah.
It's the same thing as Office.
That was a dry humor joke right there. No, I don't think it's anything like The Office.
The premise is completely different. That's what, no, that's what we're talking about.
No, I don't. All right, whatever.
Hey, so, all right, before we stop.
Letterkenny is a good episode. That's a good show.
I still haven't been able to find it.
It'll make you a better person.
Nightmare Before Christmas, the orchestra, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it was actually really good. We got there. Me and Tone went.
Oh, okay.
So we went, and I got tickets to the club level because it pays for valet, and then it has food in the club level. It has, like, whatever, a carving station. They had pork tenderloin with...
Like a dinner and movie.
Yeah. They had crispy onions, raviolis, cheese raviolis.
I didn't see it in any of your social media. That's why I'm asking.
No, because I didn't have good service in there, so I was like, fuck it.
It's downtown, right?
Yeah, at the Broward Center Performing Arts, Renee Center.
Okay.
They have a full bar, and all the drinks are free or whatever. You just, you know, tip the bartenders or whatever.
Oh, that's nice.
So, and then they have hors d'oeuvres. They have, like, meats and cheeses and whatever. And then after the show, they have desserts. They have a chocolate fountain. That you don't dip yourself. That you tell me, hey, I want some strawberries. They dip strawberries.
People fucked that up.
It had Oreos. You dip the Oreos in the chocolate, which people do that.
It's, yeah. I mean, unless it's white fudge or something on an Oreo.
So we sit down or whatever. The chairs are bigger. You know, get a drink. Oh, I'm taking my drink down here. So now you're drinking, watching the show or whatever.
Okay.
Because they're free.
Yeah.
They start playing. And because there's music playing in the whole movie, like, even though you don't really, like, constantly hear it because you're watching the movie or whatever, there's always, like, undertones of music.
Oh,
the score,
so they're playing real low.
So they're always playing, right? So they start playing, and, like, me and Tone are sitting there, whatever, and they start, like, they're playing, like, the intro of This Is Halloween, but they're playing, like, it sounds a little different or whatever. And then they have a big screen, and Jack was on it. And then they show the Disney castle. And Tone goes, oh, are they going to fucking show the movie? And I was like, I guess.
Yeah, they show the movie.
I didn't know that. Oh, so I thought they were just going to play the music and have stills.
Oh, no.
Like, to show you, oh, this is the scene or whatever. So literally the whole time they're just playing music. Like, they played music the whole time.
Yeah.
And then they have the captions on, which, if you're like me, kind of, you know, you start reading the captions or whatever.
Yeah, you can't look up and down. And I just straight read the captions.
Well, the thing is, you know, the screen is, it's a projection screen. It's far away or whatever, so you don't have that problem. But it's kind of cool if you want to sing the songs. People dressed up like in college costume. Oh, there was a gang. That's pretty cool. There was a gang of Jacks there. I've wanted to be Jack Skellington for Halloween before, but I know I can't pull it off.
You're not skinny enough.
Exactly. These fat motherfuckers out here wearing Jack suits, dude. Jack is skinny. I don't want to shame people about their bodies.
Bitch, your oogie boogie.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Nah, you're right.
Get your oogie boogie baboosie. There was a bunch of Sallys. There was a bunch of Jacks. One girl had a white dress on with zero on her shoulder.
Yeah, that's cool. I always want to do something with that.
White dress with zero. Oh, so then, you know,
the zero thing.
40, it's 40. The first act is 40 minutes. Basically, it goes up to, I forget exactly, but.
They play the whole movie or they split it?
40 minutes. Then there's an intermission. Intermission, you go back into the club, get some more drinks. You want to get more food. The carving station's still there. The hors d'oeuvres are still there. So Tone got more food. And then, all right, intermission's up. Get another drink. Go back down. Watch the rest of the show. Come out. And, like, because, the theater was sold out or whatever. So while everyone's leaving and everyone, like, valet's backed up or whatever, sit there, eat some desserts. They had coffee, tea. If you wanted teas, had a tea selection or whatever.
Did you have dessert?
Yeah. I had some marshmallows. I had two marshmallows. Dipped in chocolate, and then I had something else. I mean, they had like dragon fruit and melon and all kinds of
stuff. Not like that, a good spread.
It was good. It was a little more expensive because it was Nightmare Before Christmas. Yeah,
it's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh, do they have other movies?
Yeah, they have performances all the time.
But not with the movies.
Oh, I don't know.
So after we talked and you went, because I saw the ad, and I told Erica to take Dominic because that's their movie. And I saw that some other place, but I don't think it was here. I didn't click the ad. They do Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah?
And I was like, all right. And it was outside.
That's a long one, though.
Yeah. So maybe whatever it is, but it was outside. But there's also a rooftop theater in Miami that I'm trying to go to.
Oh, yeah?
They're old movies. There's Hocus Pocus. They have scary movies. And they have Grease and all that shit. And it's on a rooftop, and they just have, like, deck chairs and a thing. And
mosquitoes.
Yeah. Wow.
So I wanted to go to this, but like, hey, Matt, you want to go watch Nightmare Before Christmas?
Oh, I thought you had a stable of them. You could just.
No, that's what I'm like. I don't have people to go with or whatever. So I was like, hey, Tone, you want to go? Tone fucking loves Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, yeah. So why take someone else that doesn't appreciate it?
That's the other thing.
Nobody in the vicinity you would take?
So.
A couple houses that, like. I'm just saying, like.
North or south?
Like a radius. Yeah, like a radius.
Like a within like aeronautical miles,
a 2 mile radius.
Nah, like you want to take someone who's gonna enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Right. Hey, I'm going to bare knuckle boxing. I'm not gonna ask Tone to go. I'll ask you to go, right? Because you like bare knuckles.
Yeah. Knuckling up. Two knuckles or three knuckles. It's a Letterkenny reference. Prostate exam. How deep you gotta go?
I wonder how many of the listeners got that joke.
God did. Say goodbye to the
podcast because it's fucking over. I'm tired of this shit.
Can we fix the AC?
There's nothing wrong with it. It works fine. You feel how cool when you can't even do this?
What?
Freezing.